coming up on episode number 333. Tonight is kind of a tribute, a little bit of a cover story for a band that only put out two albums, sadly, whose members were Lucky, Otis, Charlie T. Jr., Lefty, and Nelson, but you knew them better as Bob Dylan, George Harrison, Tom Petty, Roy Orbison, and Jeff Lynne. Yes, the Traveling Wilburys, covers of the group and individual tracks all coming up right now on Coverville.
The times are tough now, just getting tougher. Whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher. Cover me, come on baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a hoo, come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Thursday night. It's June, not May, June 14th, 2007. My name is Brian Ibbett, and welcome to another edition of Coverville. Tonight, sort of a cover story. I'm going to call it a cover story in the show notes, so we'll just make it officially a cover story for the Traveling Wilburys. Now, the Traveling Wilburys was a supergroup that came out in the late 80s with a couple of albums, a few big hits, but its members were more popular for their individual successes than for work with the Traveling Wilburys. I'm talking, of course, of Roy Orbison, Tom Petty, Jeff Lynne, Bob Dylan, and George Harrison. The band actually got together because of George Harrison, who was working with Jeff Lynne on the Cloud Nine album and was recording a B-side for the song This Is Love. And he happened to have a few of the Wilburys on hand. Well, actually, all the Wilburys on hand because they were friends with George and Jeff Lynne. Bob Dylan, Tom Petty, and Orbison were there at Bob Dylan's studio where they were doing the recording. And George decided, well, let's record the B-side together. And so they recorded the first track that I'm going to play for you tonight as a group. This is Jamie Hoover from a collection called Lend Me Your Ears, a tribute to the music of Jeff Lynne, of course, from Electric Light Orchestra. It's a cover of the Traveling Wilburys, probably their biggest hit and their first hit, Handle With Care. Handle me with care.
else can buy. One look from you, I drift away. I pray that you are here to stay. Anything you want, you got it. Anything you need, you got it. Anything at all, you got it, baby. Every time I hold you, I begin to understand. Everything about you tells me you're my man.
Singer who's got just as much longevity in the music business as any of the Traveling Wilburys, Bonnie Raitt there with a cover of You Got It, a song that came out on Roy Orbison's final album, Mystery Girl, really shortly after he died. Actually, he died really shortly after the release of the first Traveling Wilburys album and wasn't there for the Volume 3, which was the second Traveling Wilburys album. That song there, You Got It, was actually written by Orbison with Tom Petty and Jeff Lynne. So it's almost a Traveling Wilburys song in and of itself. And of course, a lot of these artists really adopted the Jeff Lynne production sound before and after the Traveling Wilburys. So the legacy of the Traveling Wilburys definitely lived on before and after the release of just those two albums. You'll find that Bonnie Raitt track on the 1995 soundtrack to the movie Boys on the Side. Before that, you're Jamie Hoover with his version of the Traveling Wilburys' Handle with Care. And again, that comes from the 2001 compilation tribute to Jeff Lynne entitled Lynn Me Your Ears. Well, probably Tom Petty's first, I believe it was his first single, was a song that was very Byrds-esque, very Roger McGuinn-esque in its sound. And there's a common misconception about the song, which is American Girl, that it's about a woman, a girl in college who commits suicide while watching the cars drive by on the highway in Florida. Happens to be a myth, an urban legend, not true, and you can actually find out all about that on Lyrics Undercover. I can't remember what episode it was, but I did an episode on Tom Petty's American Girl, talking about the lyrics and talking about the song itself and talking about its sound how it does sound like a Roger McGuinn song. Well, in 1977, right after Tom Petty had released it on, I believe, his debut album, Roger McGuinn did a cover of it on his album Thunderbird, and it follows the kind of follows that whole theme of an artist sounding, you know, recording a song that sounds like it could have been done by another artist and then that artist covering it. So let's jump right into it. Here's Tom Petty's American Girl, performed by Roger McGuinn.
American girl. because her mama loves Jesus and America too. I'm a bad boy, cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for breaking her heart. And I'm free. Yes, I'm free. Free falling. It's a long day living in the cedar. There's a freeway running through the yard. She's a good girl, crazy about Elvis, loves horses and a boyfriend too. And I'm free.
That's the indie pop duo Kings of Convenience and their version of Tom Petty's Free Fallin'. Just as much as You Got It was Roy Orbison's collaboration with Tom Petty and Jeff Lynne, Free Fallin' was a collaboration between Tom Petty, Jeff Lynne, and I believe George Harrison early on helped him with the writing or with the finishing of that song. That comes from the Kings of Convenience version that you heard right there comes from a 2001 compilation called Cosmos Sonica. Had a bunch of different artists doing covers. And then before that, we started out with American Girl by Tom Petty, covered there by Roger McGuinn on his 1977 release Thunderbird, right after Tom Petty's album. Was that Damn the Torpedoes or did that come after? I can't remember. I'll look that up. Well, you know, don't worry about emailing me. All right, let's move on to another member that I think is has got some of my favorite music. I'm a huge Electric Light Orchestra fan, so Jeff Lynne is certainly a hero to me. And probably one of my favorite songs by Jeff Lynne and the Electric Light Orchestra is this one, Mr. Blue Sky. This is performed by Parthenon Huxley from his 2005 album Homemade Spaceship. And what I like about it is that it turns it from the Electric Light Orchestra, the very polished and symphonic piece, strips it down to its bare essence, which is a rock and pop song. If you don't believe me, then listen. Here's Mr. Blue Sky performed by Parthenon Huxley.
Sun is shining in the sky. There ain't a cloud in sight. It stopped raining. Everybody's in a play. And don't you know, it's a beautiful new day. Running down the avenue, see how the sun shines brightly in the city. On the streets where once was pretty, Mr. Blue Sky is living here today.
can't see my reflection in the waters. I can't speak the sounds of shadow pain. I can't hear the echo of my footsteps or remember the sound of my own name. Yes, and only if my own true love was waiting, if I could hear his heart softly pounding. Yes, and only if he was lying by me would I lie in my bed once again.
Request from the listener who goes by the nickname Cover Junkie. That's Nickel Creek with a song from their 2005 release, Why Should the Fire Die? Beautiful. They're covering Bob Dylan there, and the song is Tomorrow is a Long Time. It's just gorgeous. Nickel Creek, you might remember, they've been in a couple of the, at least one of the end of year countdown shows with their version of Toxic, which is done in that same kind of picked guitar, bluegrassy, light indie country style. Well, we got time for one more, and of course there's a Wilbury that we haven't gotten to yet, and I don't know if this is a this is a disservice. I really like this version of the song, don't get me wrong. I don't think it's as explorative or experimental as it could be, but I'm playing it for the fact that it's an unusual pairing. This comes from Olivia Newton-John's Definitive Collection, which came out in 2002, and it's a cover of another one of my favorite George Harrison songs, What Is Life? Here's Olivia Newton-John.
It's not
a woman that I had the hugest crush on in the late 70s and early 80s, Olivia Newton-John, especially after Grease. Olivia Newton-John from her 2002 collection, The Definitive Collection, her cover of George Harrison's What Is Life. And with that, we'll bring this edition of Coverville to a close. A tribute to the members of the Traveling Wilburys. Of course, I was inspired to do this. I just got the collection, the Traveling Wilburys collection, two CDs, one DVD. It's got their first album, second album, as well as a DVD with all their videos and a making of the band kind of thing. Excellent collection. I'll put a link in the show notes to where you can pick that up from Amazon. I highly recommend it. Of course, it's just great to finally have these albums back on CD. They haven't been issued in a long time because of some legal hurdles that needed to be jumped over. So I'm glad to see these back on CD where everybody can enjoy them. Okay, let's wrap up with the technical stuff. Email, coverville@gmail.com. Phone, 206-222-COVER, or post a message on the weblog or in the forums, coverville.com. We'll be back on Sunday night with a special Father's Day edition of Coverville. I have a few slots open for songs. If you have dedications, get them into me, and I'll pick what fits. How's that? Just email them to me at coverville@gmail.com, and we'll see if we can get them on the show. Thanks for listening. We'll be back on Sunday night. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Have a good night. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville is provided by CacheFly, CacheFly.com.